Just a sec. All right. Well, Happy New Year and welcome to Networking Philadelphia with Kim Douglas. This is our first time to get together in the new year of 2012. This is the show where I talk to people from the Philadelphia, the area, the whole area, the suburbs, people who own businesses and have written books and are entrepreneurs. This is our opportunity to promote and tout what they've got going on. And today I'm really happy to have with me one of my longtime friends. We've worked together many, many times, and it's a perfect time of year to have him on, Dr. Steven Rosenberg. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. How are you? Happy New Year.
Same to you. It's been a while. We haven't caught up with one another, but I know you've been busy.
Absolutely.
This
been hectic here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Steve Rosenberg, by the way, we should let people know that, I mean, the way that we've gotten to know each other over the years through radio, we had you on doing hypnosis, and you're very well known in this area and all over the place for helping people quit smoking. We had you on the Smoke Out many, many times in November when people are throwing away the cigarettes and coming to you for the hypnosis to stop smoking. So I know you've helped thousands of people with that.
Actually, 40,000 is the latest number, yeah.
Oh,
it's really been crazy, but it's been great, and it's amazing that many people we used to draw to those smokeouts. We had thousands of people attend.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and all they had to do was come by and drop by their cigarettes. That was their way in, and then hopefully never pick them up again. So, I mean, with 40,000 people under your belt there, I mean, that says a lot to what you're doing with this. And I'm sure that they come back to you and thank you for that help, right?
All the time. Absolutely. And people are now sending, like, third-generation people to stop smoking and also lose weight. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, so you do all kinds of stuff. I mean, just to, you know, kind of touch on your resume a little bit. I mean, going back, you've done work with the Flyers and a lot of other local athletes on, you know, not only just losing weight or things like that, but maybe just, you know, getting focused and that kind of thing.
Yeah, sports motivation is amazing. I was the first team therapist ever hired by a professional sports team back in 1984 when I worked with the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team.
Wow. And now this year, you know, we are here, 2012, and it's the time when it's crazy. It's funny. Like, I go to, you know, I go to karate, and, like, everybody's there this week, you know what I mean? Because it was, like, the New Year's resolution to get back and work out and that kind of thing. And your latest book among, you know, many that you have out already is called 15-150 Diet, right?
Well, it's the 15-150 Secret to Simple Dieting.
Okay. And what does that mean exactly, 15-150?
Well, it's very, very interesting. The concept is amazing. It's very simple, easy to follow, and it makes a great deal of sense. What I did was, over the years of practice and the years that actually I was teaching school, going back into the dark ages of my career, I looked at doing a calorimeter experiment with my kids in an eighth grade science class, and we burned peanuts and in a calorimeter and saw how the calories would come out. And peanuts, being very fatty, burn for a long time, and the calories in them were higher because they were fattier.
But by the way, just like a side note, you have to be like the best possible dad to have if you have to enter one of those contests.
Well, actually, yeah, my son entering a science contest, he won honors with the National Science Foundation and was honored by State Senator Greenleaf here in Montgomery County.
Oh, wow.
When he was in high school. We did a great, gave him an idea of a great project, and he ran with it. So it was great.
That is awesome. All right, so back to the peanuts.
Well, back to the peanuts. We saw that the fattier they are, the more calories they were. So if you reduce fat, which also reduces inflammation in the body, you're going to lose weight.
Okay.
And on the other side, if you reduce the amount of high glycemic indexed carbohydrates, which is the white carbs,
mm-hmm.
white sugar, white flour, you're going to lose weight, and you're going to be anti-inflammatory.
So you want to reduce those things? The white, is that what you said?
Yeah, all the white flour, white sugar. you're going to be high glycemic indexed, and therefore you're going to really be bloated. You're going to look fat.
I know that
because
feeling.
You're inflamed.
Okay.
So the 15-150 is just to read labels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Read labels and really look at what you're eating and eat no more than 15 total grams of fat for an entire day.
Hmm.
And no more than 150 grams of carbohydrates for a total day. Now, by doing this, you're healthy. Every one of my patients who are diabetic came back to me after 3 months of being on this program and had the A1C blood levels of a non-diabetic.
Wow.
So that it works beautifully. They lost weight. They got off of half of their medications that they were on. It is just a wonderful, simple thing. And today on your smartphones, you can track your carbs and your fat grams very easily.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just getting some applications downloaded, you're set. It's easy.
Yeah, there's no reason not to do it, right? I mean,
it's just easy to do.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing. If you go out to eat, menus are now labeled.
Yep.
So you know what the fat and carbs are. We don't look at calories at all. And so it's not a calorie deprivation diet. In fact, no one ever says to me they feel like they're on a diet because you're using foods you enjoy. You're just using a lower fat and lower carb version of that food. And when you go shopping on the shelf, reach over to the other side and get the lower fat, lower carb version of that food. Once you do that, you're in. It's wonderful.
This is Dr. Steven Rosenberg on Networking Philadelphia with Kim Douglas. Today, we're talking to Steve, who's got a book called 15-150, Secret to Simple Dieting. That's his latest book. And Steve, you also have some websites. I figured I'd give you a couple of opportunities while we're chatting today to give the information. You've got so much out there. So you might as well let people know where they can find out more about this book, contact and read more about you as well.
Absolutely. My website is quititnow.com. That's our main website.
Okay.
Quititnow.com. www.quititnow.com.
Now, I took a look at that before we were chatting, and I just wanted to ask you, was the genesis of that, did that come out of the non-smoking or the quit smoking stuff, and then also, you know, kind of go into the lifestyle changes in eating as well?
That comes to quit anything you don't want to do. It is quit it now. Just quit it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing. Just do it.
I love that about you, Stephen. Like, you know, full disclosure here. I mean, I've come to you to talk to you about things in the past. I used to be a junk food junkie myself. And I remember coming to you one time, like, Steve, you gotta do something to hypnotize me. I gotta eat better. You know what I mean? And I am so much better today. I would have to say I probably look better now than the last time I saw you.
Well, thank you. That's great. And the main thing is, it was painless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
And on our Quit It Now site, you can look and the in the news section there. We've had so much press on what has been happening from NBC, ABC, CBS television.
Mm-hmm.
We've had many magazine and periodicals that have written about us. It's just a great thing. And then we have the 15-150 diet website, which is really an incredible website also. And my co-author, Bobby Freiberg, she was a patient of mine, and her story's in the book.
Yeah, I read about her. She dropped like 40-some pounds, didn't she?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Bobby has done a wonderful, wonderful job. She's kept this weight off. She lives this particular program day in and day out. She has tremendous recipes that are in the book that she has done. We've had food tastings with it.
Yeah, I saw those.
She's an incredible, wonderful person.
Well, you were talking about not, having to eat things that you didn't like and that kind of thing. I saw some recipes on there for meatballs and cheesecake and cannolis. I was like, this is my kind of diet.
It's amazing what she has done with fat-free and low-carb eating. There is a crustless pumpkin pie that is absolutely incredible.
Wow.
We have so many different recipes and ideas that are in the book. And then we have a blog which updates recipes, and she's constantly working at finding good food that tastes great, that looks good, that feels good, that's low fat and low carb.
Wow.
And it's just an amazing concept. She has kept that weight off, and so many of her friends. I mean, I just talked to a woman yesterday from Florida who actually has read the book, and she called me and says, can I do a phone session with you? And I just ingrained in her the ideas of how to stay on the program and did a little hypnotic session. I sent a CD down to her today, and she's going to practice it. And so it's all over the country.
Yeah,
in fact,
wow.
All over the world. I've had people come in from as far away as Hong Kong and the Netherlands to work on this program.
Wow. I mean, and Bobby, like you were saying, is a patient of yours, right?
So she was.
You helped her.
She came to me a few years ago after she had lost the weight. She says, let's write a book. I said, okay,
I'm down.
You're on. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience, and she is just such a hard worker, a wonderful person, and, it just updates everything, and it's just an amazing situation for her and for me and for everybody out there. People have just written tremendous comments. There are so many wonderful testimonials that show exactly what they are as far as appreciation of what this diet has done for them.
Oh, sure.
And it's not even a diet.
Yeah.
It's really a lifestyle change.
You know, you make a good point there, Steve. And I, I've learned that over the years about, just the way that you eat and that kind of thing. And as I've gotten more and more into doing the martial arts and that kind of thing, you know, when you're doing that, then you don't, you know, I literally used to leave there and then go to the drive-thru on my way out when I first got started. I'm like, oh, wait, those two don't go hand in hand. You do have to make a lifestyle change. And that's, you know, I'm sure that what you would say, too, to people who try fad diets and things, you know, cookie diet or whatever it happens to be, you know, once you go off of that, you're just going to yo-yo back to where you were. So if you make a lifestyle change, I'm sure you'll agree, then it's going to stick, and it's going to, just like Bobby, you say, you know, you keep it off.
Absolutely. And look, I mean, I talk to people all the time about dieting. And, you know, it's very, very simple to work with this program because you're using regular food. You're just going out there and purveying what you want to eat and get inside of your head and say, you know what? Do I really want to eat this food, or would I rather be thinner, trimmer, and feel better?
Yeah.
And so that's the option that everybody has.
One of my girlfriends had one of the best quotes. I think she might have gotten it from a celebrity or something like that. It was something like, thin feels better than anything else could taste.
in our program, we have that really, once you get in touch with that thin feeling, the idea is nothing tastes as good as that thin feeling is for me.
Exactly, yeah. And you know what? It's not even necessarily, Steve, about being thin, quote unquote, you know. I mean, being healthy is it, and, you know, thin isn't necessarily, it's different for everyone, right? It might just be you want to drop a few pounds or something, or maybe curvy.
Yeah,
works
I mean,
for you.
I think that the main thing is health because, as I said to you earlier, with my diabetics, it's amazing. These people are now non-diabetics. I mean, their A1C levels are that of a non-diabetic.
That's amazing, just by changing some of their eating habits.
Well, it's the situation of really eating anti-inflammatorily. And that works so well, and it's so simple, so easy to do. Once someone reads the book and they understand the concept and they go with it, they're amazed. They are totally and completely amazed. Your cravings for those high-fat and high-carb foods diminishes once you're away from them.
It's true. It's true, Steve. I think once you start to go this direction, your body, after a while, it craves the good stuff. How long would you say that takes? You know, I mean, because it is somewhat of a struggle for people who are used to eating things a different way, looking at food in a different way. You know, how long would you say that it takes to kind of get used to it and make that change to where it's going to stick around?
Well, that's different for everyone, but usually it's very short.
Mm-hmm.
Very simply put, it really doesn't take much time to get into that better eating situation, and you really crave good food.
Yeah. You're listening to the hypnotic voice of Steve Rosenberg, Dr. Steve Rosenberg, who's my guest today on Networking Philadelphia. And my name is Kim Douglas. I'm happy to have Steve on. He's a longtime friend of mine. He's got a book out now called 15150, Secret to Simple Dieting. And this is to help you. I mean, this is the perfect time of year. If you're going to make that New Year's resolution, jump on now. If, you know, a lot of people make that decision to do it now. But stick with it, right? And Steve, you'll say, you know, sometimes by just tweaking some of the things that you cook with and the way that you cook, I was reading something about, you know, spray olive oil rather than, you know, pouring it into the pan when you cook. You could cut back a lot of stuff that way.
Oh, no question about that. If you just go out and buy a mister and you just mist with olive oil, it's incredible. Or get olive oil flavored Pam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I use that.
There you go. I mean, you're into a good situation.
Mm-hmm.
People do not understand. Once they read the book, get the concept. Look, if you are going to have a breakfast every morning of 2 or 3 egg omelet, and you have toast and butter, and you have, let's say fried potatoes with it, you're going to have approximately 45 to 50 grams of fat.
Oh, geez.
If you just change it to an egg white omelet or an egg beater's omelet,
mm-hmm,
with toast unbuttered or with jelly on it, and instead of the fried potatoes, a vegetable, you're going to go into having 2 grams of fat.
Right. And once you do away with that stuff, then you're going to be like, wow. Like you were saying, you don't have that puffy feeling anymore.
Sure.
It really does
go away.
And plus
it tastes good. If you have an omelet, you know, egg beaters or an egg substitute.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do the egg whites. Yeah, I do the egg whites, and then
you can't really say it tastes bad.
No, it's really good. Very
good. It's a perfect option.
We were talking about how that puffiness goes away when you stop eating like this, the anti-inflammatory kind of eating that you're talking about. And also, you can feel and look younger, right?
Oh, no question about it, because when you do have that anti-inflammatory situation going, our body produces a hormone, and actually your skin looks glowing. You feel better. You're actually reducing wrinkles. So
who's not going to want
wonderful,
that?
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of omelets, Bobby has a tremendous recipe for a dinner omelet that's out of this world in the book. I mean, do it. Eat it. You'll love it.
Yeah, I mean, and really, like, what I've learned, too, is that you're going to eat these meals like this, and you're going to eat probably, you know, smaller meals, but a little bit more often, and just, like, keep that the tank full pretty much all day long, right?
Well, yes, and what I try to do also is to try to get people to slow down their eating, and that's a good New Year's resolution to do, because if you eat slowly and you chew thoroughly, you're going to be able to really enjoy what you're eating. Number one, if you gobble it down, you didn't even know you ate.
Right. What was that?
So if you eat slowly, you chew thoroughly, you're going to digest your food better, you're going to metabolize better, and you will actually feel more full and satisfied even eating less food.
Wow. I like that idea.
And drink a lot of fluids.
Yeah.
Fluids are the precursor in our bodies to begin the metabolic process.
And you would probably say water is the best way to go with that.
Water is the best, mm-hmm, but anything you like that's non-caloric.
Right. All the sweet and sugary sodas and that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God. That is the biggest thing that causes childhood obesity.
Mm-hmm.
It are the sugary drinks that are out there, the juices that are loaded with, those juice boxes that are loaded with sugar are terrible.
Yeah. I mean, even diet soda, from what I understand, it's still not good for you. It's kind of like...
Well, you can do a diet soda, but minimally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One a day is fine.
Okay. And where do you feel that exercise will fit in with this?
Well, exercise is really, really important. And I tell everybody, look, if you don't like exercise, if you can't exercise, if it's... if it's like a real deterrent for you to get out there and do some exercise, what I say to them is, look, in the morning, put your coffee on and run up and down your basement steps 10 times real fast. That's all you got to do.
It's something in there, some kind of cardio, right?
That's all you got to do. And doing that every day for a full year, you will have lost 7 pounds if you don't do anything else.
Wow. I mean, I really think that we do need to make sure. It has to be a part of your life, though. I mean, especially as you start to get older, that kind of thing, you've got to stretch and work your body out, keep your core strong. Those things are important.
You sound like you're experienced on that. You know.
A little bit. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm brainwashed, but it can't be a bad thing. You know, my body's in the best shape that it's probably ever been in just from working out. You know?
Without a doubt, stretching is so important every morning before you even get out of bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can just get some physical action in there. And I have people when they come in to see me at my office, and they get a pedometer on the way out because I ask them to just make themselves go 2,500 steps in 20 minutes, a 20-minute mile. And that is incredible. That just keeps the weight off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you really do have to combine it with eating right, the lifestyle change that you're talking about in your book, and then also, you know, adding something that you can, you know, help your heart and help your lungs and help your entire body. This is Dr. Steven Rosenberg on the phone with me with a new book called 15-150, Secret to Simple Dieting. It's the perfect time of year to pick this book up. Steve, where can people actually get your book?
You can order it at barnesandnoble.com. You can download it from amazon.com, any of the sites for any of the e-readers.
Oh, awesome. So you can be listening to it while you're on the treadmill or something,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. You download the Nook, the Kindle. You can download the Sony e-reader. You could do any of the downloads, the iPad. You can go into Barnes & Noble if they don't have it. You can order one. Anywhere you can pick up the book, and exlibris.com is a site that you could use also. You can come into my office and I'll give you my address. It's 8080 Old York Road in Elkins Park, suite number 206, and the zip code is 19027. You can call me up. I'll send you a book.
Sure. Steve, you're still in the same place. You've been there a long time.
I just realized I've been here for 30 years.
Wow. That's awesome. What is the phone number for people to contact
you?
Yes,
it's area code 215-782-8414. Again, that's area code 215-782-8414.
One of my takeaways from our conversation today and from your book, really important to read labels so that you can really see what's going on and controlling those carbs and the fats and reduce the bloating kind of a feeling, do that anti-inflammatory kind of eating. Keep a log of what you're eating is probably a great idea. And there's all these apps like you were talking about for pretty much any phone that you have out there, which makes it easy. I know at one point when I, you know, started to really take care of what and be more careful about what I was eating, I was keeping a log. I was just jotting everything down. That is something that's a crazy exercise. If you ever want to get started on this, I think, Steve, just for a day or so, just one day, write down everything that you eat. You'll probably be amazed.
Without a doubt.
So yeah, using one of these apps to help you, you know, with the intake of, you know, what you think is most important with this diet that you have or the lifestyle change is the grams of fat, right?
Yeah, there's even, well, fat and carbs.
Right, and carbs.
It's 15 grams of fat, 150 carbs, and right. That works out to be really, really easy to do once you get the hang of it, and you're never craving anything. Plus, it's real food. And you feel good.
Yeah.
You feel so much better. That bloat goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You feel so much better about everything you're doing. And acid reflux goes away.
Nice.
Those people who have heartburn and are taking medication for acid reflux, that GERD, once you start eating healthfully, that GERD goes away. You're off the medication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I mean, I can just see that there are so many health benefits to just eating right. So, I mean, all the way around, it can't be bad for you.
Well, if you can, if you're on seven prescribed medications, I guarantee you that if you start to lose weight on this program and you follow it, you're going to reduce your medications by at least half.
Wow, that is incredible. And it was so nice chatting with you again today and catching up and finding out what you're up to, Steve.
It's my pleasure talking to you. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, Happy New Year to you, and we'll give your website out again, quititnow.com, right?
Yes, www.quititnow.com.
Whether it's quitting eating bad food, quitting smoking, quitting feeling bad about yourself, you know, whatever it happens to be.
Just quit it.
Steve can help you. Thank you so much for being my guest today on Networking Philadelphia, Steve.
It's my pleasure, and a happy, healthy New Year to you and everyone out there.
Thanks so much. If you want to be my guest on this show and you want to talk about your business, your company, your organization, your book, your website, you can contact me at kim@networking-philadelphia.com. Hang on, Steve.
Sure.